Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Jack Ward of the American Hereford Association. Back with Jack in just a moment. Cattle producers, make plans to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Meeting Thursday, January 27th at the Embassy Suites Northwest Oklahoma City, starting at 9 a.m. Hear updates from Congressman Frank Lucas and Adria Berry with the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. Then work with fellow cattle producers to review and set policy important to the well-being of the beef cattle business here in Oklahoma. Have your voice heard at the state capitol as well as in Washington. Learn more about the OCEA policy meeting by going to okcattleman.org.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family. That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Jack Ward has been with the American Hereford Association since 2003, currently serving as their executive vice president. It's always a pleasure to talk with Jack. Over the last couple of years, had the opportunity to talk with him here at the Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds.
Let's talk about the last couple of years. It's really, you almost have to lump 2020 and 2021 together when you start, you know, thinking about the pandemic and how that's impacted so many aspects of our industry, but our consumers as well. It seems like how's the Hereford breed fared?
Well, you know, Ron, honestly, we finished our fiscal year back in August. We actually had an incredible year. We were up across the board in terms of registrations, cow inventories, memberships. Our certified Hereford beef program grew over the previous year. And so the signs were incredible for us. And honestly, as we looked at sales compared to the last couple of years, average price paid for bulls was up, and we sold more of them. Livestock people and the ag industry is resilient. They know when it's time to take it to the next step, and certainly you've seen that across the board.
Well, what are you hearing from what are your seed stock folks hearing from the commercial end of the business? How do they see Hereford really fitting into their program?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I've been with Hereford now almost 20 years, and over the years we've done a number of research projects of kind of reinventing heterosis and hybrid vigor and where the Hereford breed fits. And, you know, the research that we've done, the documentation we've done, crossbreeding has worked forever, but we're seeing more and more of it. We were walking through, as I was walking through the pins yesterday looking at the bulls, and just time and again talking to the breeders and them talking about how they're selling bulls now, and they're getting guys that have predominantly black cow herds or other breeds of cattle and coming to Hereford because of the things that they can offer from a breed complementary standpoint. You know, direct heterosis is awesome. Maternal heterosis is even better. You know, those lowly heritable traits like fertility and longevity get helped with a shot of something in there. And the Hereford breed is so unique because it adapts well across all environments. So we see guys with black cow herds using Hereford bulls. We see guys with red Angus cow herds using Hereford bulls. So it's really good. And you know, I really must commend our breeders and honestly the staff before me and the board because they implemented whole herd reporting. We are now committed to genotyping and using all the tools to find the good genetics within the breed. And so it's a really exciting time, honestly, for us because we continue to see that growth. And, you know, we're really focused, continue to focus on genetic improvement. But you mentioned the consumer, right? And we've really focused on where Hereford hits and fits genetically within the industry in the past 15 or 20 years. And now we need to focus on the consumer, right? And where Hereford can benefit, or where people who use Hereford genetics can benefit. And that's an efficiency. And it is about fertility and longevity. So when you talk about this footprint that's left on the environment, all of those things in terms of sustainability really position Hereford well moving forward.
Talking Herefords with the Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association, Jack Ward. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.